Back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on WGXC 91 FM and Clubhouse Radio. We're broadcasting to you in Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. And today we have some lovely guests that we're going to talk about a little harm reduction focus show, and we're going to talk about the stigma of using and how to properly deal with a children or loved one's using and how it could affect you and proper ways to take care of it mentally as well as physically. And we'll be right back after another song break.
See you later.
I saw the signs, but I ignored them all. Yeah, way too blinded by euphoria. Couldn't see, I had the shortest straw. Red flags wave high, guess I must be colorblind. People try to warn me about you, but I wanna leave you. Told me you and him were only friends and I believed you. Thinking it was all inside my head until I opened up the thread. I saw the pictures and the text, I couldn't breathe. You told me that you could see this here forever. I guess that's a lie, 'cause the same lips telling me that I start kissing him back. I said, too bad if you're feeling lost, I'm not around. Too
peace I'll never get back. You'll have it forever, I'll accept that. 16 missed calls, heard that you looking. You had a clean shot, point blank, saw it, it took it. We had a fall out, boy, how you cock it and pull it. Told my dad about you funny, he said I dodged a bullet. You told me that you could see this here forever. I guess that's a lie, 'cause the same lips telling me that I start kissing him back. I said, too bad if you're feeling lost, I'm not around. Too bad if you wanna talk, I'm not in town. Yeah, too bad if you think you want a second chance. I'm not your backup plan, no, I'm not your second man. I said, too bad if you're feeling lost, I'm not around. I said, too bad if you wanna talk, I'm not in town. I said, too bad if you think you want a second chance. I ain't not your backup plan, no, I'm not your second man, nah.
Want to know how I took my business to the next level? It's
love yours. Love yours. No such thing. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing. Heart beating fast, letting know that he alive. Fake mad snake, snakes in the grass, letting know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, 'cause it's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty goes for all y'all.
It's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty.
Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to some of my down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I be goddamn if a don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Does all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind? 'Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. The bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours.
No such thing, no such thing. For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next, I ask for strength from the Lord up above. 'Cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good. And touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons 'cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean it sincerely. And as a who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but feel me. Long as the people in that love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a it's better out there on the tours, but you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting know that he alive. Fake mad snake, snakes in the grass, let it know that he arrived.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live on 94. No free ads.
My apologies.
There you go.
Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola. I'm joined with my sound engineer.
DJ Shaw Money.
Who's going to be taking a little bit of a backseat for today's show, because we are joined with two lovely guests.
Let's see. Hello.
Hi, this is Jamie Cooper.
Hey, this
is Meg Murray.
And these guys are from the Foundation of Change. And I pulled up their website. And if you guys want to go on, like, feel free. It's a lovely interface on mobile. It is cmcffc.org. And it is the Foundation for Change. And their mission is change dedicated to providing evidence-based tools for change to everyone who cares about a person struggling with substance use. We have taken the best science has to offer and translated it into practice, compassionate, and accessible approach for helping called the invitation to change. Excuse me, I'm slurring my words a little bit here, but yeah, so they're pretty much extension of harm reduction, and we provide a lot of harm reduction, but instead of somebody who's an outsider telling you about it, I think it's better for them to talk about it a little bit themselves. So what's like a daily day for you guys working at the Foundation of Change?
Sure. So I guess I can start. It's Meg. So, for example, today, one of the things we were working on was we're writing a grant to try to get some more funding to be able to support more families in New York State. So that's where we're based, and that's a big focus for us, is trying to basically figure out a way to support families who have a loved one who's struggling with substances. Because oftentimes those families don't know what to do, or they don't get help because there's often they're being told, oh, it's your kid that's struggling, so you don't need to go get help for yourself.
Yeah, there's definitely like a little level of, not even a little, a significant level of stigma there.
Totally, yeah. And so what we're trying to do is like help parents and families feel like more able to go get help and understand how they can be a part of the change process too. So we think about like when we're asking young people to make changes in their lives, we're asking them to practice new things, practice new skills. We also actually have to ask parents to learn new things and try different ways of helping. And if it's not working, like give them space to like make mistakes. And so we're often asking families to practice new skills, which they hate doing and they're totally uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
But it helps them understand their young people as well.
A lot of people don't realize that when one person in the community's well-being is considerably affected, then everybody else's. It's a snowball effect because their interactions is going to influence other people's moods. And it's really important, not for just specific people, although it definitely is for specific people. And I'm super glad that you guys are doing that, but it's really important for the community. And I feel that we definitely have a lot of shared values here.
I agree. And I think, this is Jamie speaking. I work directly with the families. I run groups and teach this program called the Invitation to Change Approach, which is a simple set of skills, but it's not easy to do. Things like managing your own reactivity is a really important piece of it, because when you're worried about somebody, your fear, like a friend of mine and I say, like, fear hijacked my mouth. I'll say something that isn't really helpful for my loved one who's actually needing help. And so it's really about connecting with your own values and how you want to show up. And so, like, today we're starting a new group, actually two new groups, one in Hudson and one in Chatham, starting next week. And so today, what a day in my life looked like was connecting with other people in the community to tell them about it so that people who are looking for support can know that we're doing this.
Yeah. So you guys are mainly in Chatham?
We're starting a new group in Chatham, and we're starting a new group in Hudson.
Where do you guys mainly take place?
I've been teaching groups in the Berkshires for the past 5 years, and Meg down at the Foundation is located in New York City, but she also works remotely from the Berkshires as well.
Oh, that's super awesome. So now that you guys know where they take place, we're going to talk a little bit more about what they do in the specifics, and we have some videos to show you right after the sound break, or song break.
Plus student. Oh, right now, looking for a love right now. La, 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 la. Up, down, all around. Turn my stomach upside down. La, 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 la. I found your hair tie in my car. I could only drive so far without a breakdown. Baby, you're the queen of hearts. You know how to play your cards. You keep them face down. Oh,
Blinded by euphoria, couldn't see, I had the shortest straw. Red flags wave high, guess I must be colorblind, yeah. People try to warn me about you, but I wouldn't leave you. Told me you and him were only friends and I believed you. Thinking it was all inside my head until I opened up the thread. I saw the pictures and the text, I couldn't breathe. You told me that you could see this here forever, I guess that's a lie. 'Cause the same lips telling me that I start kissing him back. I said, too bad if you're feeling lost, I'm not around. Too bad if you wanna talk, I'm not in town. Too bad if you think you want a second chance, I'm not your backup plan, or I'm not your second man. I said, too bad if you're feeling lost, I'm not around. Too bad if you wanna talk, I'm not in town. Too bad if you think you want a second chance, I'm not your backup plan, no, I'm not your second man. Gave you my heart, thought it was safe. Broke it apart and then you threw it away. And I just hate that there's a piece I'll never get back. You'll have it forever, I'll accept that. 16 missed calls, heard that you're looking. You had a clean shot, point blank. Saw it and took it, we had a fall out, boy. How you cock it and pull it? Told my dad about you funny, he said I dodged a bullet. You told me that you could see this here forever, I guess that's a lie. 'Cause the same lips telling me that I start kissing him back. I said, too bad if you're feeling lost, I'm not around. Too bad if you wanna talk, I'm not in town. Too bad if you think you want a second chance, I'm not your backup plan, no, I'm not your second man. I said, too bad if you're feeling lost, I'm not around. Too bad if you wanna talk, I'm not in town. Too bad if you think you want a second chance, I'm not your backup plan, no, I'm not your second man.
Hyundai Palo
Alto. FM WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson, and on the Wayfarm website, wayfarm.org. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with...
Oh, hi, this is Jamie Cooper.
Meg Murray.
And you guys are from?
CMC Foundation for Change.
And we also got our co-host right here,
DJ Sosa.
And today, we're going to be talking about what these guys do. And it's a bunch of very, very helpful stuff, especially if you were a loved one struggles with substance use disorder or any form of substance use. And we're all about harm reduction here at Clubhouse Radio. So, yeah, we have a lot of shared values. And we talked about where you guys were located. You had centers, a new center in Cooksack, was it?
We're starting a new support group in Chatham, New York,
Chatham,
at the
it.
Columbia County Pathways to Recovery next week. We're also starting a new Hudson group at the clubhouses in Hudson on Thursday evenings.
So, I mean, if we don't got shared values, we wouldn't be holding them here. I mean, these guys are awesome. And we have a video we're going to play right now from their organization. And if you want to go see this, you can pull it up at their website. It's super interactive. It's cmcffc.org. And one of them does have sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Shoes, Shoes, Shoes. How may I be of assistance?
Hi. I ordered a pair of dress shoes for my son, and he was sent the wrong size.
I'm not sure I understand.
The shoes you sent just don't fit.
Did you try putting them on?
Yeah, we've been trying all morning. It's just not working.
Well, other people have been able to make that size work without a problem.
I don't know what we're doing wrong. They just seem way too big.
To be frank, in my experience, if your son really wanted the shoes, he would put them on and wear them until they fit.
No, he really wants these ones, but these won't even stay on his feet.
Ma'am, I'm sorry to hear that you and your son are unable to commit to making these shoes work, but we're confident we've given you the best option available.
This makes no sense to me.
Well, I can give you the number of another shoe company, but they'll tell you the same thing. Unless he can accept our shoe size, we can't help. And honestly, it seems like you're way over-involved in this. You need to stop cutting him so much slack. Let him know that if he doesn't want those shoes, he can just go barefoot.
What if the stakes were...
Yeah. So we're talking about how you guys... Or the video was talking about how we felt about that conversation. So how did you guys feel about it?
So the first half of the video... So we're stopping and basically just to reiterate what was happening is it's portraying if a shoe company you called in to say that you had been sent the wrong size and they told you that you should just make it fit.
And I think that gives the example really well. If somebody is struggling with something and you tell them to just stop, like especially if somebody is using a substance for a reason. I mean, people use it for reasons. There's reasons that people go a lot of underlying mental health conditions that take play in it, and you need to address those. And you have to address those before you can, like, make it fit. Like, with shoes, for example, you can't just, stop it, put on a different size. You know, if you're size 11, a size 5 is not going to fit you. And if you're somebody, for example, is struggling with consistent pain every day and you are out of surgery, for example, then those opioids for them potentially could block the pain and... There's reasons they're on it and more proper ways to take care of it. And the stigma there is an interesting parallel. If you tell somebody to just stop, it's the same thing as saying, hey, you know, put on a different shoe size. It doesn't matter if you're 11. Go put on that size 8 over there.
Right. And if you tried to put it, if I said, okay, put on that shoe and it doesn't fit you, and you're like, it doesn't fit me. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with you? Why doesn't it fit you? It just doesn't. Well, there's something wrong with you then.
Right. You must not want it to fit. And that's some of the things that we work with in this program, the invitation to change approach that I teach to people. You know, this concept that you brought up, Noah, which is that behaviors make sense. There's a really important need that people are trying to fulfill by any behavior that they do. And the problem is that substance use and mental health struggles become so stigmatized that people just can't. They feel like if they try to understand what's happening, then they're beginning to condone it and say they agree with it or that they're going to minimize the impacts and the harms of it.
A lot of people can just look at the facts and not realize on a personal level how it affects you. And they could look at it and say, this is bad for your life. But at the end of the day, you can have all the facts you want. For example, if somebody is vaping, you can tell them how harmful it is for your lungs, how if you're vaping THC, for example, it could stop connections in your brain or slow them down. And at the end of the day, somebody who can hear that, and they won't care if they don't care about their mental well-being.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it seems that there's some other need that's being met that is really intense. If, like you said earlier, like if someone's in a lot of pain, and that may not just be physical pain, it could be emotional pain.
Very true.
And maybe that actually helps them stay on the planet for another day because they can reliably have a substance that gives them relief. And but what we want to do is we want to create enough connection and understanding that we can begin to ask that person, what's going to work for you? What's underlying this? And can we think of some other strategies, or just be with them in that pain? And what we know is that connection and stable, loving relationships.
He really needs help. His using is just out of control, and I'm afraid that something really bad might happen. But I just don't think that he's going to agree to go for 30 days. I just don't see that happening.
Well, taking the full 30 days is really important. Other people have been able to take the time needed without a problem. If it was important to him to get sober, he would be able to make this a priority.
I really want to help him with this. I mean, he says that it's really important for him to be someplace that also can work with his PTSD. I don't know if that's the best thing to do, but that's what he says would be really helpful.
I'm sorry to say this, but addicts come up with all kinds of excuses to avoid actually getting help. I'm not so sure that it's as much about PTSD as it is a case of terminal uniqueness.
I don't really think that's what's going on. I don't know, but I don't think that that's the case. I just think that he's scared, and I just don't know what we're doing wrong.
You called us because we're the experts, and frankly, I want to give you some direct feedback because we see this all the time. You're clearly way over-involved here, and codependency is part of this for you. I think you need to take a step back and realize that your son could die if you don't get him into rehab. You have to stop giving him so many options. Tell him he can go to rehab, or you're kicking him out of the house.
So, yeah, I really like that example they had between PTSD and the person saying, oh, they just seem scared to me. Because if you don't know what somebody's going through and the struggles they have, having PTSD could look like just being scared. Having anxiety could look like just being socially awkward. Having depression could be just seen as being lazy. And if you're not in these person's shoes, you don't know what they're going through.
That's exactly how we look at it in these programs. You know, it could be something pretty serious like depression and anxiety and PTSD. It can also just be a need for belonging. It's really the only way you can find out is by being curious and staying connected and asking, creating an environment where you have a relationship where you can ask the person, like, what's going on and how can I help you? When we decide how it is for them, just like in that video, the shoe person, we can't find out. We're just telling them how they have to be, and we're just putting them in a box and a label, and it causes disconnection, and that causes more suffering.
Yeah, and another thing about the video that I would like to add on to is the expert saying, oh, it's just this and just this, because a lot of the problem, for at least the opioid pandemic that happened, was because the experts said, hey, this is an addictive long term. You could take this and then you can stop whenever. And that's not the case. They were lied to. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that it's been incredibly tragic. And then with the fentanyl that's been added in, it's just made it, you know, such a huge mental health and public health crisis. I think we're also going to find out and see that there's some consequences to cannabis that we don't know about yet, similar to the opioid crisis.
Are you guys aware of the Never Use Alone hotline?
Oh my gosh, we do have some great stories about that.
My brother started the Massachusetts one.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah, so it's a cool service to be able to provide to people and just really saves lives. So,
and if somebody was coming looking to you guys for help, how would you handle it? Like, how would you approach it? Would you hook them up with somebody to talk to? Would you set appointments up? Like, what's the process if somebody right now listening to Clubhouse Radio broadcasting on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson can, go through? Like, how would they go through getting help if they this was something they were interested in.
Yeah, so I think where we really put our efforts and shine is in helping families who have a person in their life who's struggling. You know, and if the young person is in danger or in need of a higher level of care, absolutely would encourage them to seek out like medical care, like a psychologist or whatever else. But where we really shine is helping families figure out what to do in those times and helping get them connected into resources and connected into being able to. We talk a lot about in the work we do. That family members, when they're worried about their kid, if they're in emergency zone, you know that saying where it's like, you got to put your oxygen mask on before you put somebody else's, it's like a thing they say on airplanes. This, the idea is like, if you've got a mom or a dad who is so anxious about their kid being okay, that they're just operating in an emergency, like every, like they can't relax, they're not going to be a good helper. Because if I've been up all night worrying about you, thinking something bad's going to happen, and then you walk through my door and I'm like, where have you been? Like, that's not, I can't be helpful to you because I'm so worked up. So we're trying to help families like learn how to sort of stay grounded when it's difficult so that they can be like really effective at helping their loved one who's struggling.
And
yeah, some of those strategies are really learning how to respond rather than react. And one way to do, we actually have a bit of a process, but one way to do that is to connect with your values. I know that, when I was really struggling with how my kids were behaving, I heard that song, that like Adele's version of Bob Dylan's Make You Feel My Love, or like something like Lean On Me. And I'd be like, I thought that I would be like a parent who would be there with my kids during hard times and unconditional love. And I was like, they aren't feeling my love. They're feeling my judgment, my stress, my worry. They're feeling my punishments.
Yeah, put yourself, like, it's a put yourself in their shoes. I mean, that's pretty much what the video was about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if somebody is coming at you saying, hey, you do this, you're doing bad, that's not going to make you want to respond. I know there's significant studies that show humans respond better to positive enforcement than negative enforcement, and negative enforcement only establishes a fear-based relationship.
Yeah. So when you think about in your lives, who's been people who have made you feel supported and connected and want to, you know, do better? Like, what are the qualities of those people? Like, how did they treat you that made you feel that way? That's a question.
I think they were just like very understanding. They had to like kind of put this, because I know. All right. So for example, my aunt, she's 74. She's up there. She's elderly. And when it comes to me and trying to like to keep me on the right path, and that she learned over the years that her yelling and her kind of being aggressive never really worked as well as her sitting me down and having an actual verbal conversation. So I think just her being verbal and then also sharing her experiences in her life also helped me to better understand and better comprehend, rather than her yelling and screaming and trying to force it into my mind.
Yeah.
And what happened when she would scream at you? How did that feel different than when she would?
It was just like through one ear and out the other. It was just like, I don't know. I feel like when somebody yells at you and is like trying to force something on you, you're just a lot less likely to want to do it. Like, I know a lot of teens were kind of like, what's the word? Rebellious.
Yeah.
In a way. So it's like, you tell us not to do something, or you're trying to yell at us to get us to do something, it's less likely to happen.
If you're an adult and you're having a hard time, like, understanding this, think of it if your boss kept on yelling at you for not doing something. You wouldn't really want to do it. You would just be like, okay, I'm going to do it to get you off my back. And at the end of the day, you should do something because you want to do it and because you want to reflect your effort. You want your effort to reflect who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm. And in the example that you used about your aunt, when she sat down and talked to you about her own struggles, she was sharing compassion and understanding and setting up a situation where instead of yelling and saying, you know, you're over there and I'm over here, she's saying we're here together.
Exactly.
And like that felt more supportive. You know?
Yeah. You want to be somebody that your kids could go to and talk through the problem with. If you teach them to be scared of you, they're never going to want to go to you for the help. But if you're with them and you're like, okay, let's work through this, you know, there must be something really going on here, they're going to respond to that a lot different. They're going to be like, wow, maybe something really is, than just, oh, stop yelling at me.
Yeah, I think that there's a saying of like, well, something goes really bad, you can, there's some kids will be like, oh my gosh, I don't want my mom to ever know about this. And I want my kids to be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go talk to my mom. She's going to help me with this. Yeah.
Yeah. And I pulled up on the site. They do have some workshops soon. April 1st in 2024. Do you know where that is?
So most of the stuff on our website is virtual. So people log on and go to workshops and things like that. And for parents who are local, or for kids who are listening, young people listening who have parents who are local, you can let them know that we're going to start some groups in Hudson and Chatham, and those are in person. They can come. It's totally free. They're going to meet with Jamie, and Jamie's going to help make them feel like they're not alone in this situation, and that they can, and help teach them how to talk to the young person who's probably listening better, easier.
And they have meetings throughout the months. For example, in the month of April, it has passed, like April 1st has passed. I guess you consider that, me not looking at that date is April Fool's Day joke. but they do have some upcoming for April 21st. They have one for May 3rd, May 6th, and you can find this all on their website, the Foundation of Change website, cmcffc.org. One more time, cmcffc.org. And for anybody who is just tuning in, you are tuning in on Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. But yeah. Oh. And we have a sheet right here that is a perfect summarization. There's a free support group for anyone who cares about someone struggling with substance use. Untangle substance use, improve communication, build trust. This support group is based in the Invitation to Change, ITC, approach, a holistic helping framework based in science and kindness. It offers a set to down-to-earth, compassionate tools for creating an environment where change is more likely to happen, while also sustaining and caring for yourself along the way. CMC Foundation for Change is launching two groups in Columbia County, one in Hudson in person and one in Chatham, both inline and person. For more information, contact Jamie Cooper at bititcgroup@gmail.org. One more time, bititcgroup@gmail.org. And we'll be right back after a little break.
Started to skip lunch. Stopped eating cake on birthday. when the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case. I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear and there is no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love.
Yesterday
of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I don't know why this is working completely fine now.
If I can't do it, you're doing FM.
Hey,
what?
It's working.
I don't know. But today, we are joined with the Foundation of Change, the CMC Group. And if you don't know what they are, you can go look on their website. It's a lot of letters, so I will say it twice for you guys. CMCFFC? Yeah, I got it. There we go. CMCFFC. And yeah, it's a free support group for anyone who cares about someone struggling with substance use. Untangle substance use, improve communication, and build trust. This support group is based in the Invitation to Change IDC approach, a holistic helping framework based in the science and kindness. It offers a set of down-to-earth, compassionate tools for creating an environment where change is more likely to happen, while also sustaining and caring for yourself along the way. CMC Foundation for Change is launching two groups in Columbia County, one in Hudson, New York, in person, and one in Chatham, New York, both in person and online. For more information, contact Jamie Cooper at btitcgroup@gmail.com. One more time for you guys, btitcgroup@gmail.com. The Hudson, New York group will be Tuesdays, 6 to 7:30 on April 9th and July 3rd. Oh, every day?
Yeah, every Tuesdays?
Okay. From April 9th to July 3rd. And the Chatham, New York group will go from every Thursday, 6 to 7:30, same time, April 11th to July 25th. And, yeah, it's on Zoom. Is that correct?
The Chatham group, you can meet in person and or on Zoom. Yeah. And we're doing a couple of introductory talks next week on Tuesday in Hudson at the clubhouse. It's going to be Jeff Foote, who is the creator of this program, co-creator of Invitation to Change. And on Thursdays, you're going to have Meg Murray, who's sitting right next to me. I'll be at both of them. And we'll just be there to give you a taste of the program. And you can hear more about it if you're interested. And you could sign up to come every week.
We played one of the videos from their YouTube channel. And if you were looking for their YouTube channel, I'm pretty sure it's along the same lines. CMC Foundation for Change. And we had one video we watched because it had sound. The other one, if you want to go on, the exact channel is CMC, Foundation for Change. And it's Change the Conversation. We will play it and narrate it now a little bit. But yeah, it starts out with a countdown and a bunch of derogatory terms that, like, some may use for somebody struggling with substance abuse, like addict, junkie, tough love, manipulation, liar, relapsing, judgment, drunk, crackhead, meth head, alcoholic, dry drunk, dirty, clean, character effects, surrender, oops, but yeah, stitching thinking, codependent, detach, denial, enabling, rock bottom, the conversation can be different. Hope. Acceptance, awareness, change, communication, understanding, strength, respect, choice, optimism, collaboration, kindness, motivation. Science, options, mastery, resilience, flexibility, growth, practice, connection, perspective, trust. Change the words. And it's accompanied with a beautiful visual of clouds. Change the conversation. Moving beyond addiction. And then there is a link to their site from their YouTube channel. And, yeah.
So one of the things we like to say, so the first half of that, there's a lot of words on the screen.
Yeah.
And how does it make you feel when you think about those words and people those words might be associated with?
Yeah, it's
scary, almost. There's a lot of stigma around it, negative perceptions. They're just almost derogatory insults, if not... No,
they are.
Derogatory insults.
Labels. Yeah, stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens in the second half of the video?
Of course. Oh, there we go. Everything changes, and it talks about how we can expand the conversation by not using these labels and not treating people like they're lesser for using substances. Because at the end of the day, people who do use substances probably struggle with underlying mental conditions, which is why they are using.
Right. And and what the first half of the video is doing is it's taking one part of a person and it's defining them entirely. You know,
yeah.
That person that they're talking about, that they're calling these names, is also maybe a mom or a dad or a brother or a musician or somebody who's interested in different things. And we've like basically resorted them down to one label that's doesn't really show you who they are as a person. So
yeah.
We're thinking about how to help that person, and we've just sort of reduced them down to one thing. It's kind of hopeless.
Yeah, and when you reduce somebody down to one thing, it's like trying to reduce everybody down to one shoe size.
Right, and if I've reduced you down to one thing, now I've not left you anything else that you can be, maybe.
And then you could go from there, identify with that label, and it's going to lead you down a negative path if you choose to use negative words.
Right. And with the other side, it's how do we think about what we can have control over and what we can be hopeful about and how we can be collaborative with that person who's struggling and try to understand what they're going through and figure out what would be uniquely helpful to that particular person.
Yeah.
Because they're varied and they have lots of different things about them and things that they enjoy and things that are hard for them. And if I can understand that unique part of you, then I'm going to be more effective at trying to find ways to help you.
Yeah. At the end of the day, everybody is human. And by calling somebody a derogatory term associated with substance use, such as a junkie or an addict or a substance head, like meth head, crack head, something like that, it's not going to help them. It's only going to cause them harm, and it's not going to cause you any positives either. At the end of the day, we're all community that rely on each other, and if a family isn't doing good, then their interactions with the community is not going to be doing good, and everything is going to be worse. And even if you don't think that, you know, karma comes around because you're creating a negative environment for yourself where a label could be thrown at you, even if it isn't a similar one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I agree with that. And it looks like we're about to wrap up, but I just want to really invite people to come to the talks on Tuesday and Thursday, Tuesday in Hudson, Thursday in Chatham, and just hear more about this and share your experiences. It's been really amazing talking with you guys today. You guys have a lot of wisdom in this space, and we're just really grateful that you had us here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're super grateful we had you guys on. Like I said, we share a lot of, what's it called, ideals here of harm reduction. And if you guys listening right now on Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 98.7 FM, WGXE, Acre Catskill, and Hudson, you can go to their website, cmcffc. Is it .com or .org?
.org.
.org, thank you. You can't get the .org wrong. If you type in .com, it will not work. So one more time, cmcffc.org. And we will see you guys next week.
You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head. Cause all